Hundreds of strange snowballs showed up in the Bering Sea village of Tuntutuliak from member station KYUK in Bethel. Angela Denning Barnes reports.
When Lucy Loopy woke up Saturday morning, the last thing she expected to see were hundreds of snowballs on the lake behind her house.
Thousands of snowballs on our lake, and they were about 8 inches in diameter. It was amazing. See, a whole bunch of snowballs on the lake.
At the time, she had no idea what could have made them. She got her camera and went outside to get a closer look. She says the snowballs appeared to be hard, but when she touched them, they were unusually soft.
When I was growing up, I've never seen something like that. It's never happened in the village before. I doubt it's happened in the Delta.
Loopy is not the only one amazed. She says people in Tuntutuliak have been talking about the snowballs since they happened. Most believe they were formed by the wind, but there are a few other possibilities. One theory that is somewhat joked about is the snowballs were made by Ichtjenhawks, or the fabled little people in Yupik lore who can often be mischievous. Loopy also heard another idea which gives her chills to think about.
That morning, I ran into two sisters of a person that had just died. He died in Bethel, and we had the funeral on Friday. And his two sisters said that his Yupik name was Kaftarnak. That's like a hail. And maybe that was his way of saying goodbye to us.
Still, Loopy was curious about the strange snowballs and wanted to find out more. She says the weather wasn't that unusual over the weekend. It had hailed early Saturday morning, but it hadn't seemed very windy. She got online and found other similar snowball incidents in the lower 48.
I think it was really caused by the wind rolling the hails. If it's just snow, it cannot be rolled. But then it makes sense, like if it's a hail, the hail could roll and form a snowball. So maybe that's what happened.
In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.